Yeah, it's tough to escape it. You know, my family back home, and there's still a lot of a lot of pride back in Green Bay. So, and even down here in Florida, you see a lot of Packer fans walking around, a lot of Packer flags and stuff. So, it's exciting, and it's people understand how much the Packers mean to people in Green Bay. It's kind of more than just your average fan. So, it's an exciting time, and I'm just happy they're able to get it done.
So, let me ask you this: as a professional athlete yourself and a football fan, you see what's going on there. There's a lockout. You probably got a different perspective on it as a professional athlete than the average Packer fan. When you look at that, what do you see?
Yeah, I mean, as being a huge football fan, you never want to see it happen. But having me a part of it, at the baseball potentially next year, it's just something that's a little more real for you. But so being the big fan that I am, you never want to see it. You want to see football go on. Hopefully, they can get something done and play next season.
So let's talk about Jason Burke and the baseball player, because there's less of you here. You definitely lost some weight. Secret to doing that, keeping it off, how do you feel? Give me the full rundown.
Yeah, I feel great. I was able to drop some pretty some bad weight that I put on on the DL last year. And just as a whole, I figured it was best for me to utilize my time this offseason well, and had the extra couple months to rest. And I thought maybe losing some weight would be a good thing for me, and it has been. I feel so much better. I feel stronger. I feel like I'm recovering faster. I feel like my arm's working easier. My whole body as a whole just seems to work easier, and having dropped that weight is a good thing for me. So physically I feel good. I've been able to kind of get back in the swing of things. Early on, it was it's 8 months, is a long time out to pitch, so for me it was kind of getting a feel back and working on some mechanical things. But as of right now, I feel great, and I can also say my arm hasn't felt this healthy and this strong since right after I had my Tommy John surgery in 2005. So for me, it's exciting. I'm looking forward to see what how I keep progressing, and I feel like my arm's only gonna get stronger.
Jason Burke, and chatting with him here in Sarasota as the Orioles got a couple weeks till the start of this season here. And for you, you went out just about as Buck was coming in. So I imagine this is a little bit different for you. He didn't get to see much of what you were capable of doing. So does that change your mindset about now? Does it feel more like he's got to see more of you?
I think, for me, coming into spring training, I feel like I always have something to prove, and I want to come out here and I want to pitch well. But, Buck last year did a very good job just getting the same page with me and letting me know that he was aware of what I did in the first half, and he saw what I was able to do. And he told me, the biggest thing, don't come back, don't try to rush back, to try to feel like you have to show me certain things or whatever. But so that was really comforting hearing that from him. But coming into this year, it's one of those things where you had to reprove yourself all over again, to show them that I'm healthy, which I am. So for me, I didn't want to come into this year assuming anything or taking anything for granted. So it was just one of those things where I wanted to come in and pitch well, and just like I said, reprove myself.
Talk to a number of people around baseball about this subject. You were starting pitcher pretty much your whole life. Then you become a reliever, which you were very good at. You were all-star caliber the first half of last year. How much of that transition from pitching every 5 days to pitching whenever might have affected your health and your shoulder?
It's hard to say. I think it's definitely a transition. It's definitely a different strain on your arm. I feel like people may assume that being a starter with the more innings and the more pitches you throw, it's harder on your arm. But I think for me personally, coming out of the bullpen was a little bit harder on my arm, just because you can't really simulate the ups and downs of getting hot, not going in. Those aren't factored into the innings that you throw. But it was different for me. I enjoyed coming out of the pen. It was one of those things that took me a little while to get used to, but I felt like as the year went on, and with the help of some of the older guys, I was able to kind of transition into that role. So, I mean, I can't sit back and say, I got hurt because I was in the bullpen. I don't think there's any correlation between the two. I think it was one of those things where, whether I was starting or leaving, it was going to happen. But the big thing for me is I was able to work with Richie and Brian and our awesome training staff and get things right for this year. And I feel like I'm so much more educated on my shoulder and what I can do to keep it from happening again moving forward. So I'm excited about that. Like I said, I just feel fortunate that things worked out this offseason. I was able to put in a lot of hard work just to get things right, and I feel like it's really going to pay off.
Talking with Jason Burke, and any team that's successful has to have a good bullpen. So much attention is paid to the back end guy. Looks like it's going to be Kevin Gregg, but it's you guys in between that tend to, that's where those games are won and lost more times than not. What about the group of guys you got there, if it's to include yourself and Koji and JJ? How solid could this group be in middle relief?
Yeah, I think you're really good. I think you see, looking at our bullpen right now, the way it's set up, you have a lot of guys with closing experience, and whether it be the 6th, 7th, 8th, or the 9th, every inning is important. You may come in the 6th with the bases loaded, and that's as important as coming in the 9th. So every inning is important, and be able to shorten games with a quality bullpen, I think, is a huge asset, and we should have the ability to do that this year. year. So it definitely could be a strength of ours. And I said, just looking forward to hopefully being a part of that. And just whether I'm long relief or short, whatever it may be, just excited for the opportunity and looking forward to it.
So finally, as a Packer fan, if you were to get a big out in a game, could you go title belt like Aaron Rodgers?
I don't think I'm at that stature. Yeah, you know, you gotta be a guy to do that. And you know, Aaron's one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL, so he has the luxury of being able to do that. I don't think I'm there. So I'll keep that to myself. But I was definitely doing it throughout the course of the playoffs in my basement. So we'll leave it at that.
How about this as a goal? If you guys are playing in a World Series and win one, you do the title belt because you'll have earned it at that point, right?
We can work that out, I think, for sure.
Jason, best of luck and thanks.
Thank you. Appreciate it.